OPD rush evidence intake would start with the OPD officer signing in at the front desk and being escorted into the OPD rush intake room by Eileen, who's the LET, or by one of the chemists. With him, he would have the evidence and a DCSO FSD request form. The officer would log into Tracker and turn over the evidence via Tracker to the chemist or the LET. Once that's completed, the officer's escorted back out of the building and where he signs out. The chemist then assigns a in the logbook a control number and also enters it into the unit assignment log. Once the chemist is done with the case, the evidence is turned back into the vault via Eileen or the LET checking in the evidence to the vault from the chemist where signatures captured. The evidence sits there until property and evidence or Patty comes and retrieves the evidence where she signs for it and returns the evidence back to OPD where she signs it in at OPD using the tracker system. For B, evidence brought in by Patty for OPD. The evidence starts by coming to Douglas County where Patty goes to the front desk and is escorted into the vault area by Eileen, the LET. There they transfer the evidence from Patty into the vault via the OPD tracker system. There is a request attached to each item of evidence or case that is double checked and where Eileen would date and initial each request form that is a Douglas County request form. From there, the process is the same for the chemist receiving the request.
We're in lock mode, so I can't stop it.
Perfect.
It's still going.
Oh, it's still going?
It was locked.
Oh.
I couldn't stop it.
There we go. So I just got